father was elected bishop before he was even baptized?
That would be St. Ambrose of Milan. Originally, he was a political official. In fact, he was a consul in the city of Milan, but a crisis developed when the bishop of Milan died. The bishop was an Arian, which means that he belonged to a theological viewpoint that was heretical and that did not acknowledge Jesus Christ as God, only as a creature of God, somewhat like the Jehovah's Witnesses of today. At the time, Arianism was a major threat to the Orthodox faith, and as a result, tensions were running very high between Arians and Orthodox Catholics. Well, when the Arian Bishop of Milan died, there was fear that a riot was going to break out, and as a consul responsible for keeping public peace, Ambrose intervened. He went to the place where the election was going to be held, and he began making a speech urging the two parties not to get violent, and then something remarkable happened. The two parties violently disagreed about who should be elected bishop, and it didn't seem that there was any reasonable hope of a compromise. But then, a child apparently, at least according to some reports, started chanting, Ambrose Bishop, during the middle of Ambrose's speech. And the rest of the crowd picked it up too, including the Arians, because even though they knew that Ambrose was a Catholic, that he had Orthodox faith in Jesus Christ, nevertheless, they also knew that he was a peaceful man, and he was acceptable to them as bishop. So with the entire assembly chanting for Ambrose to be bishop, even though he was only a catechumen at the time and hadn't yet been baptized, Ambrose was in something of a fix. He didn't want to become a bishop, he hadn't planned on becoming a churchman, and he actually went into hiding. But the emperor, Valentinian, found out about the incident and confirmed Ambrose's election as bishop. Furthermore, he enacted strict penalties against anyone who would give Ambrose shelter. So Ambrose was forced to come out of hiding. He was swiftly baptized and over the course of a week run through the different preliminary grades before being consecrated a bishop a week later. Ambrose turned out to be an excellent bishop. He left us many writings, including hymns and prayers and theological treatises. He also was known for his great works on behalf of the church. Among the things he did was help convert and baptize St. Augustine, the most important church father in the West. One of the things that St. Augustine noted about him is a little curious. If you read St. Augustine's Confessions, there's a passage where he talks about a habit that Ambrose had that was very unusual in his day. Today we take this habit for granted. In fact, we're all taught to do it as children, but it was very unusual at the time. The habit was reading silently. In the ancient world, people actually tended to read out loud. And so Augustine has this passage in the Confessions where he's kind of marveling at the fact that Ambrose would often be found just reading silently to himself. And it was viewed as worthy of note. So times change. Another thing that Ambrose is known for is a famous piece of advice he gave Augustine. Augustine at one point was talking to Ambrose about how the liturgical customs of the city of Rome differed from the liturgical customs in Milan and other places. And Ambrose gave him the famous piece of advice. We paraphrase it in English, but it's the same basic advice. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Ambrose is also one of the first four doctors of the church, together with St. Augustine, St. Jerome, and Pope St. Gregory the Great.